Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And today we're going to make it work.
We're back again with another one. Tomorrow we're going to make it work.
Yeah.
We're happy to be here, you guys. We're happy to see you. Thank you so much for all of the positive feedback that you had from the last episode. And I've seen a lot of comments of people being like, I normally skip right past episodes when we have a guest. Do not do that. Regardless of if it is boring, we have a guest, or is this, or is that, or you don't think what it's going to be, you never know. So do not skip past any episode, y'all. Go read those positive comments and that positive feedback from that guest. And if you did skip it and you're here today because you don't see a guest, go back and watch that one too.
Yeah.
So yeah, before we get into anything else, let's get into these tours that are coming.
Yes. So we have officially sold out of the Arizona show.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're really excited about it. You guys, the New York tickets are selling really fast.
Yeah, they really are. Surprisingly, very fast. We're going to be sold out soon.
Yeah, we are. So y'all, get them New York tickets. Atlanta, y'all have a little bit of time, but get your tickets early because you don't want to
Don't have no time. And we might have a little special guest coming in Atlanta. So you honestly never know what to expect with Atlanta. So get those tickets as soon as possible, you guys. Because
it's already people like hitting us up like, oh, there's no more Arizona tickets. I'm like, bro, we've been telling y'all to get y'all tickets and y'all don't believe us when we say this shit will sell out.
Y'all don't think we popping.
Right. So it's just like, come on, y'all. Get the ticket if you're going to come to the show March 7th, April 5th. So.
Yes. March 7th, April 5th, New York.
What?
Wait. No.
No, March 7th is New York.
March 7th
April
is New York.
April 5th is Atlanta.
April 5th. Is it April 5th?
Yes.
April 5th. Okay. Yeah. We know the dates, you guys. Yeah. My family, all of my family is coming there too. So they already have like booked their tickets, their flight. They're looking at hotels. And I'm like, baby, we ain't even got that far yet.
Yeah, we haven't even. Everybody's like, what's your flight? We're like, we're going to do it tomorrow.
I'm like, I'm sorry. Y'all are a little bit more professional than us. But
We do other shit. Right. But no, we're really excited about that, guys. And then also we have a lot of new Patreon content up and just a bunch of stuff. And, you know, we've just been focused. We're getting a new assistant. I don't need to know that, but you can.
Yeah, y'all can know that.
Y'all can know that.
Brittany decided to up and leave us.
Shout out to Brittany.
Shout out to Brittany for everything that she has done so far. She's really been like a pivotal key point in like helping the first leg of this tour. And also, y'all, like we've said before, we're not going to the Bay. The chance to go in your California area time frame would have been Arizona. So we are having a second leg of a tour. The second leg of the tour will be after May, and it will be Houston, Chicago, Miami. So we are going to those cities. We are just taking a little mini
Everybody's
break.
Everybody's like, where's Houston? Where's Houston?
I know. Like, I'm excited about Houston too.
No, I know. Houston is going to be another big one. I feel like Houston's going to be like as big as New York. So I'm like,
So I'm excited about
Houston. But Miami too, low-key. Like a lot of people was like voting for us to go to Miami too. So.
Yeah, no, I'm ready to see y'all and just like show up and show out and like twerk, dance, see shots.
I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
Yeah.
How's your week? Ben, is that our next thing? What do we do?
Is that our week?
No, I'm asking you. How's your week?
Is our do it be our week or do we do watching reverse? It'd be our week.
It'd be our week. Yeah. It'd be our week.
Oh, my week. My birthday just passed, you guys.
Happy birthday to me.
Winter did the sweet.
Sorry, I'm really tired.
Don't piss me off.
I'm not yawning at you.
I look like Jocelyn Hernandez. Bitch, you yawning while I'm talking.
I'm not yawning at you. I'm just yawning in general, bro. I'm so sorry.
For her birthday, for her week. Like, what's going on?
You're like, my birthday.
You're like, whatever.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But who was that? Jocelyn Hernandez? You're like, bitch, why is you yawning while I'm talking?
Jocelyn too strict for
me. She too strict for me. I would never go on that show.
That lady's scary. But it was my birthday.
It was my birthday weekend. Winter did the sweetest thing ever. It is on her TikTok. She came and surprised me because I've been very adamant. I've been saying it for months, honestly, you guys. Y'all have heard it. I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything for my birthday. I just want to chill, relax, go to a little spa-cation by myself. Like, legitimately wanted to do that. Had no intentions of doing anything else. And so all of my friends, it's been like this thing for me every year. It's like kind of like a tradition for my birthday where all of my friends like come together and like we just have a grand ghetto ball like every single year since I've been like 24 honestly. So it's been going on. So this is the first year people were just like, oh my god, really, we're not doing anything. But when it came, surprised me. She brought balloons, cake, It was my first time drinking. So I went 29 full days without drinking, you guys.
And we got really drunk.
Yeah, we got really
drunk. We drank like 3 bottles of wine.
Wine drunk. And I'm like passed out. I'm like, I'm leaving to go to Palm Springs the next day.
I passed out on her couch and woke up the next morning. It was like, okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, no. And I had to like leave around like 12. And like, yeah, I just spent 2 days in Palm Springs. And it was exactly what I needed, honestly. Yeah. Like, it really was. It was
so
exactly
you loved it.
I loved it. I mean, why? You know me. Everybody knows me. I love doing things by myself. I made little old white lady friends. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking to random people at the spas. Like, you know, made a homegirl with one of my masseuses. Okay. She did my massage so good. I wanted to kiss her. Really? Yes. I'm like, I don't. Yeah. Like, I really did enjoy myself thoroughly. And it was exactly what I needed. So
I love that.
I honestly recommend that to anybody who wants to, like, just like venture out and do something on their own.
Solo.
To do it. But I was like 2 hours away from my home. I don't know how like women travel cross country because I was extremely aware of my surroundings, of every singular thing. Like when my little cousin Daylen called me while I was like eating like my little birthday dinner by myself, I went to like this little I don't know why Mexican be sounding so racist now, but like this is
Mexican restaurant is okay.
Yeah, I know, but like even I had a hat that I was gonna wear with the American flag on it. It was like tan too, and I was like, I don't know. The American flag is a little racist too. I don't know, but she called me and she was like, "Happy birthday." She's like, "I can't believe you're by yourself." And I was at the bar, and like these two like Spanish guys next to me was like, "You by yourself?" I was like, "No."
My man,
he was there. Like, why are you not here? I was like, he's just chilling.
Like, you're like, my dad is a sheriff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just say random things. Like, I'm like, I know women who have fully thrived in like Italy by themselves.
I was just gonna say, you know, my mom like went and traveled. I think my mom went to Italy. I don't know. She went somewhere by herself, like to a different country.
Yeah, I'm painfully aware, and you know me, I love being oblivious. I love party. I like, they were like, y'all, you know, we want to show you out, do this and that. Normally, I would have been like, yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah. But like, I'm me being by myself, I had to be like very aware.
Yeah, my mom even be going camping and shit by herself.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to
do
that.
Why are you doing weird shit? Like, my mom will have a whole like tent and shit, and she's like, she genuinely just does not like really people much. Like,
and that's something I can understand. Yeah. I was gonna go on a nice hike. I was gonna go on a nice hike and see like a little waterfall and stuff like that. But I was just like, no, I really just want to chill. I got 2 massages.
Yeah.
I did a yoga class. I did a mat Pilates class. I did a meditation class at the place that I went. Mm-hmm. That was my first time doing like a guided meditation. Mm-hmm. And when I'm telling you, bitch, I really thought I was in space floating. And she was like, really? All right. She was, yes, it was so
I've good. Never got that locked into meditation.
No, and I thought that it was going to be a joke. I've tried it before and people were doing hum nah. It was that type. I was like, what is this? I was crying, like, I was laying there, like, tears rolling down my eyes. Like,
not
I
that
was
meme
in
where
space.
He's laying on the floor and the tears
literally,
are just, like,
yes, pouring. That was me. And I didn't want nobody to know. I was just like,
right.
Like, you know, like, but it was really, it really was good. And, like, she was just like, all right, now come back to Earth. Picture where, and I was just like, I don't want to leave the space. I don't want to leave the infinite. But, no, it was really good. And then came back, went to dinner. Yeah, just been vibing since then.
With who? Who'd you go to dinner with?
Evan.
Yeah. Y'all line up to. Y'all got to subscribe to the Patreon for that. But
Yeah.
So you had a good time. It was a good decision to go and do your little solo.
No, yeah, it really was. It was a good decision. I think I got addicted. I kind of want to do it every year.
Do you?
I think on my 31st birthday, 35th, I would have like a big party, like where I'd invite like everybody I know for all of my life.
I mean, I think that you could do your solo thing, but you could also have like a dinner, like a
honestly, this is honestly a hack and a trick because all of my friends want to do something for me separately. So I'm gonna have free dinners for about a month straight, 2 months straight.
And that's one way to eat.
That's one way to do it. Honestly, literally I'm doing something with Bijan tomorrow.
Hey.
You brought me a cake and wine. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm living it up. I'm having dinners every day because usually I'm so like
all of February is your B day now.
It is actually. I usually do a lot of like I usually handle everything. For my birthday, like I really do. Like if we were to go somewhere, I'd buy the house. Or like if y'all haven't paid attention or noticed, I'd be buying like most of the dinners all the time.
For what?
For my birthday and stuff.
No,
like
I can't think that far back.
I know, right? But like I don't know.
We don't let you pay for dinner.
Me, but I'd be like, but I do it. But I just want everybody to have fun. I do. That is the truth.
I do not recall that.
Every year.
If you've ever gotten a house, you was not paying for it. Your man was paying for it. That's not you. If we got
that is me. That's
an extension. If we get a K, if we get a surprise, if we do something.
Oh, no, they do things like that. But no, for most of my my 31st birthday.
You are not coming out your pocket any money. Maybe a man would come out of his pocket.
I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing. I'm saying it like I really want to. I'm hospitable. Like I want to host. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not saying
you
it
like hosting.
Yeah, like I like hosting. Like yeah. I just end up spending a lot of money. Like mm-hmm. yeah, like yo, even my last birthday, like I end up.
What was your last birthday?
At my house.
Oh yeah.
But Evan sure did pay. He paid for everything. He paid for the food. Yeah. He did pay for the liquor, all that stuff. Well, it don't be me, but still.
Exactly. Like literally, I'm like, what? Okay. Anyways. But yeah, okay, new little grown woman traditions.
Yeah.
That's cute. I love that.
I like it. So how was your week?
Less positive.
Okay. Wait, no. Not talk about good. It now?
Talk about what? The yawn, sorry.
Your week.
I'm sorry, I'm tired. I'm like extremely drained. I'm stressed out. Like, I'm not feeling good. I went to the urgent care today. Like, I've just been stressed the fuck out. It's just been too much. But,
why'd you go to urgent care?
Yeah, I'll tell you off camera. But,
she's been wanting me to go to urgent care for my yeast infection so bad.
Yeah.
And it's literally just a yeast infection. I got another, whatchamacallit.
Girl, if you want to keep playing with them people and letting them play with you. But no, my week has not really been that positive. Like, I mean, I had to go to Oakland. I had to go get the cat. So I got to see my family a little bit out there. And that was nice. And then, I don't even know which terrible thing I want to start with first. I'm going to talk about what happened.
The urgent care.
No, I'm not going to talk about that.
Well, just tell me because I'm curious. Now, why would you not tell me that you went to urgent care?
Anyways. Okay, okay, no.
No, you don't. Not me being a concerned parent. Like, you got to tell me about these.
Why wouldn't you tell me you went to urgent care at 7 a.m.? Hey, Mom, I'm headed to urgent care.
You got
to
let me know.
No, but I do literally tell her all the time anyways. But, no. Okay, so first thing was I went through a situation with – we got to give him a name.
I love giving names to guys.
Mr. Ho. He's Mr. Ho. Even though he does have a name, we're not going to call him his name that we actually call him.
Okay.
We're going to just call him
Mr. Ho. Didn't he already have one?
Yeah, he has a name, but okay. Like not on camera. We've never talked about him on camera. Okay, so I'm going to just tell the whole story. Obviously not going to say the man's name, but his name is Mr. Ho. And this is somebody who I like kind of been on and off with, like extremely toxic since I got single. And whatever, basically, like, we'll just be really toxic, like, we'll get into it, I'll block him, he'll ask to be unblocked, I'll unblock him, I'll go see him, he'll piss me off, I'll block him, like, it's just, like, this game of cat and mouse at this point, mm-hmm. like, it's just, like, gonna happen, like, me going in on him, me blocking him, whatever. So, I don't know, should I tell all the details?
No.
Don't tell all the details, right? No. Okay, I'm gonna try to, like
seriously.
I'm gonna keep it as vague as I possibly can. So
sorry, y'all. I know y'all hate when I do that, but I'm looking out for my best friend. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a lot. So whatever. It was like a situation kind of like that. The guy comes back mm-hmm. once again 3 weeks ago and, you know, is like, oh, I miss you. Let's go on a trip. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Just full of shit. No, we should call him BS.
Yeah, Mr. BS.
Mr. BS.
He's like, oh, I miss you. Like, let's go on a trip. Like, blah, 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 all this stuff. Like, so we're like, you know, slowly starting to talk back again. He was like extremely busy during this period of time. Not going to say where he was because that would make it easier to find out who he is. But he was like, you know, doing a bunch of shit, having to travel, do stuff for work, whatever. So we're talking, blah, blah, blah. I get a call from my homegirl and she's like, oh, like, you know, I have some tea on Mr. BS. And I was like, what's tea? I was like, because he's like coming back around again for like the millionth time.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, like he's been dating this girl and blah, blah, blah. It was mm-hmm. like some extra information. And I was like, well, I have seen her text his phone before. Last time I seen him, I saw her text his phone. But I really didn't think nothing of it because at the end of the day, he's young as hell. And we're not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I can't just expect the man to not talk to no bitches. Like, you feel me? So,
especially when y'all are so on and off. And
right.
Like, yeah.
It's just so toxic. Like, it's just like, whatever. So, like, I had seen the girl's text, but I vividly remember the moment I seen it and the moment that I made the decision that I'm not about to cuss him the fuck out. I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, you get what I mean? So, So she's calling me. She's telling me she got this tea that he's like f***ing with this girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I have seen the name in the phone. But she tells me something that he did, I guess, with this girl that was like more than just obviously he's just like kind of talking to her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you got me f***ed up. Like, you know, like, and I'm not going to say all the details of what it was, but I basically hit him and I was going in, like going all the way in, like, you got me fucked up. Like, you know, you lied about this, you did this, like whatever the case may be. Cause like he had lied about some shit. So he's like, basically,
denying everything.
He's not denying that he like talks to the girl, but I'm going so in on him. I'm just like, get the fuck off my phone, blah, blah, blah. He calls me later that night. We have this whole conversation and I'm going in on him. I'm telling him why I'm upset. I'm telling him the principle of why I'm upset. I'm like, look, I know you're going to talk to other people. You're young. Like, I understand that. Like, I get it. We're not in a relationship, but it's just, this is the principle. So he's like, I understand. And he's like, are you going to block me? And da, da, da. And I said, I'm not going to block you. Oh, another thing I said to him, I was like, why are you trying to come back around and talk to me if you got a situation going on?
Yeah, like, why are you interrupting my piece?
And I'm like, why are you bothering me? Yeah. Like, leave me the fuck alone. Yeah. If you dealing with this girl, go deal with the girl. Like, that's the thing for me. Yeah. And it's like, it was just pissing me the fuck off. And he's like, oh, because I love it here. Okay, you love it here, but clear, like, what, you don't love it there? Like, I'm confused. Like, tighten up. Like, that shit is weird. So I'm like, he's like, are you going to block me? I'm like, I'm not going to block you because at the end of the day, if I block you, you're going to just come back. I'm going to let you get unblocked. We're going to continue the cycle. I'm like, let's just come to the point where, like, let's just work on this shit and just try to get it somewhere better. Like, you know, like, I need you to actively try to be better. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, all right, I will. So that's one day. Next morning, he texts me, oh, I miss you. I love looking at our pictures. I'm about to try to come to LA and see you. I'm going to do what?
You didn't, because he minimized it and you didn't say that. Yes. So he was minimizing it because, he wasn't basically denying it, but he was minimizing it.
Yes, he was not denying that he was dealing with the girl. Yeah. He was not denying, but he was minimizing it and trying to, like, dance around it. And I was just so mad at the principal that I wasn't directly asking any, like, questions because I'm thinking, why would he be back in my face if it was anything that was a big deal? Yeah. You get what I mean?
So now the next day,
Right, so now the next day he's like, you know, oh, I miss you. Oh, I love looking at our pictures. You know, I'm going to try to come to L.A. And I said, I don't want to be in L.A. Like, let's go somewhere. He's like, okay, yeah, that's even better. Blah, 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 all this stuff. I get another call from my homegirl. I got more tea on Mr. BS. I said, ho. I said, what is it? I said, because we just got back cool last night. It's why I can't with him, bro. Like, he's just,
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, apparently he had this whole other girl out there just now seeing him, like, a couple days ago. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah. And apparently she found one of your old bag tags from your suitcase in his trash can and Googled the name. Obviously, she doesn't know my real name. Googled the name and know it's me. She knew it was me. She's like,
some shit any woman would do.
Right. And bro,
I'm not gonna lie.
And keep in mind, I haven't even been to his house in like 2 months, bro. Yeah. So I'm like, first of all, you're dirty, because why is that still around? But like,
you know, why is it coming out now?
Right. Why is it like, why is this all coming out now? So like, the girl is like, you know, talking to my friend is like, oh yeah, I had found Winter's bag tag in the trash. And like, you know, I was just out there and like, blah, blah, blah. So I'm finding out this information. So I go to him because basically the girl says to our mutual friend, like, I don't care if you tell Winter. So my friend tells me and is like, okay, like, you know, this is what is going on. So I text him same day. He was all the miss you shit. And I'm like, you know what? You just got too much going on for me. Like, too messy. Yeah, it's just too messy. It's too much. Like, you honestly you're just disrespectful. Like, and I'm just over it. So he obviously hits up the girl. And it's like, oh, why are you telling people our business and blah, 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 all this stuff and whatever. And I guess somehow he ends up telling her that he has a girlfriend.
Oh, she tells her that.
Yes. And then she tells our mutual friend, I guess, this is alleged.
Allegedly.
That allegedly he told me that that other girl is his girlfriend. So now I'm like, okay, bitch. Now I got to ask I have to ask these direct questions. Like, clearly you just on bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? You're playing too many games. So he's like, oh, that girl is lying. Like, not about the girlfriend thing. I don't ask about that yet. But he's like, that's cap. Like, that girl is lying. Like, you know, like, okay, believe what you want. Da da da. I'm like, do you have a girlfriend? Yes or no? Why do you keep dancing around this? He goes, Oh, I have a bitch for show.
What?
I said, excuse me? What the f*** are you talking about? Keep in mind, when I was just out there, it was some whole other incident where he was on the phone with his mom and she had said something about some girl and I had looked at him and when he got off the phone, he was like laughing because he's like, you know, like he knows that I just heard that. And I'm like, what's that about? I'm like, what girl? Like, so what, you got a girl? He's like, no, I ain't got no girl. No, I fuck with no bitch. So this is like a new thing, but he's claiming her as his bitch because, like, you know, now he's all caught the fuck up and shit. I'm like, yeah. I said, okay, I just don't understand why you want to be in my face. Like, get out my face. Like, you don't have to talk to me. Like, you don't have to try to juggle me with some other woman. And like,
especially if you know I'm not going for that.
I'm not going. I don't go for that shit. And then it's like, you're cheating on this girl already. Like, you're cheating on this girl. It's a new thing. Like, you're just, and not even what, just with one person, with multiple people, like, you're being sloppy as fuck. Yeah. Like, you're
coming back to
you're blatantly disrespectful. You're blatantly sloppy as fuck. Like, it's just some crazy ass shit. So I block him on everything once again for the millionth time, this time for good. But I'm just like, I don't know why it just triggered like so much fucking PTSD for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you saw how I was acting. First of all, I was like, I don't know if I should like hit this girl up, which I ultimately decided not to hit her up because I was just like, at the end of the day, like,
which I voted for not hitting her up.
Yeah, no. And I mean, everybody was like, don't, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But like, I do genuinely feel bad for the girl. Cause it's like, damn, you don't even know this man.
She knows what she's getting herself into. With dealing with a man who says, yeah, I got a bitch. Like, that's a red flag, a bullet in itself.
And just she getting even into. Like things about him already are red flaggy, whatever the case may be. So like, you know, I always was kind of on my toes about it. Like not too delusional, but like, I'm just like, I always like really did treat him hella nicely with, and I was very kind to him. I was always honest with him. Even bro, there was a time where I had to tell him about, it was just like this awkward situation where I basically dated somebody that he knew. I let him know to be honest, to like come be forthcoming and like, you know, not have him feel no type of way or look no type of way. You get what I mean? And it's like, the fact that I showed my character of who I am, which is an honest fucking person, and you showed your character so terribly to be such a disgusting, nasty, dirt dick manipulating ass liar. It's crazy. You're filthy. Yeah. You're a disgusting little dirt wiener boy.
Yeah.
Like, ew, you gross me out, bro. Yeah. Like, you're fucking nasty. So then, I don't know. It just triggered hella PTSD for me. I'm like, I don't know if I hit this girl up. Like, she was giving me headaches. I'm over here, like, really thinking, like, what should I do? Like,
she texted me talking about she pacing back and forth.
I said, I'm pacing back and forth.
We had to go, what we call it when, like, you know, when you and your homegirls going into it and you're like, you need a bad bitch walk, you feel better afterwards.
Yeah, we went on a walk and I did.
A little
I
bad bitch
way
walk.
Better.
And
Shai was like, I'm about to come over. Let's go for a walk. And I just, like, told her the whole story. But, like, you know what it really reminds me of? It reminds me of Mr. Narcissist.
I know, and that's what I was going to say, the PTSD, that's the main thing
I
came from.
I swear to and because God, of it, the, felt like, it felt like that, like...
Because of who it was.
That anxious, like, anger, sadness, kind of, like, I was like, oh my God, a man has not made me feel like this or disrespected me like this in years. When a man has played with me, okay, maybe I put my hands on a motherfucker and that was that, but bitch, I never came out of my character and, like...
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, blatant disrespect, like... not trying to protect my feelings at all and just blatantly disrespecting me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Like, that shit just caused me hella fucking PTSD. And I just was like, I don't know. Like, I'm just feeling so discouraged, I guess, like, in dating. Like, I'm feeling discouraged in finding a new relationship and dating. Like, clearly, I didn't think I was going to be in a relationship with him for real. Cause,
and you've never spoke like that about him. I think it honestly is just kind of your ego towards it.
Oh, no, but it is. And I even said that. I was like, I'm trying to understand what these feelings are. Like, are my feelings genuinely hurt or is this my ego? Because this man just played in my fucking face.
He just played. But I think the bright side of it is, I knew you wanted your own water. The bright side of it is with Mr. Narcissist, you spent years dealing with that type of like emotional
and it was
mental
the
abuse.
Same thing.
But this is not years. This isn't going to be years.
And I'm not in love with this man.
Exactly.
At all.
You're not in love with this person. Yeah. This is a completely different scenario. I can understand that sudden fear of like, oh.
Right.
But
you
know, like that fear is a good thing because it's just like, I know I'm not gonna jump into that situation again. You have to look at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, no, and I know that. And like, and that's why I'm like, I am proud of myself for just being like, okay, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, nobody likes to get their ego hurt. Like,
yeah, of
you know, it's
ego
like,
be bruised.
Because it's like, who are you fucking playing with, bitch? Yeah. Don't ever play with me, ho, because I've never been nothing but good to you, nigga. Like, I would understand if, like, whatever I've been bad to you or whatever the case may be, but I'm not. I haven't. I have never harmed you or done anything malicious. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you were just malicious towards me is like crazy. But
expecting how you are, I've told you this before, even about like a lot of just different situations. And I always say this, it's helped me a lot in my life. Mm-hmm. Expecting me out of other people is going to like disappoint me every time.
Right. You know? Yeah. No, 100%. And it's just that. And like, I don't know. It makes me sad because like, these are the type of men that are in my life. And like, even like with my ex, like, you know, at first we were like, okay, yeah, let's work on things and this, that, and the third. But like, I kind of don't want to. Like, I'm kind of over it. You said. Like, I'm kind of over that as well. And that is sad for me too, because it's like, you know, I held him on such a high pedestal and was like, you know, I do want us to work on things. I do want us to get back together. But then just like, kind of us talking again and just like, I'm seeing how it is. Like, I don't feel like, I feel like I deserve more.
Yeah.
Like emotionally, I feel like I deserve more. Like, he's a great guy. He's never like disrespected me, lied to me, mm-hmm. done anything wrong. But like, emotionally, I know what I want from somebody. And like, I cannot settle.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's just where I'm at with it.
Well.
Sorry, y'all. That was a lot. Oh, and then on top of that, I told y'all my week was a lot and it was just ghetto. On top of that, my little cousin got arrested.
Okay. What?
And for real. And I got to talk about it though, because my little cousin got arrested and went to jail. Keep in mind, you know, he's been having hella issues like with our family or whatever the case may be. And at first I was like, oh yeah, come to LA, like move to LA, whatever the case may be. But then I was like, no, because you keep going to all these other people's places and fucking shit up and with them. And
wreaking havoc.
Yeah, you're wreaking havoc over there. You think you're going to come wreak havoc over here? Mm-hmm. Bitch, I don't have time for that shit. Like, I have too much going on in my own personal life. I can't deal with no teenage boy who over here acting a fucking fool. And you, and not only that, he be stealing and doing all kinds of shit. You can't steal
not a thief.
Me. A thief I can't do.
A thief is crazy.
A thief I can't do. And I'm not going to put him... I don't know, because people do know who my family is, low-key.
Yeah, no, don't put it out there.
But he has stolen from people that we are close with, and I'm like, I got too much shit to steal. Yeah, you can't come in my house trying to sell a motherfucking Chanel, bitch. For real, like, hell nah. So, I don't know. He's in jail. They've been calling me. Everybody been calling me. I haven't talked to nobody but my mom, and I feel bad. Because it's like, you know, I want to be there, but also I'm just like, I need to look out for me and my mental health. And the shit is just too much for me right now. I got to
put me first.
As
you should. This year is about putting you first. Like you said that in our...
This year is terrible so far, Shy. It is extremely stressful.
I have been stressed.
There is sad all shit happening left and right. I am tired of opening my phone to a new fucking plane crash.
Yeah.
To something that Trump did. Something with my family. Something with a nigga. Something with everything. It's just like, what the fuck? Like, I thought this was going to be a good year.
The year started off 1, 2, 3 WTF Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay. Oh, really?
It did.
That's what's going on.
January was the longest month in the history of January. I'm not going to lie. It was like, the longest
I have a headache
ever.
Right now thinking about the last month.
But honestly, it's always, you know, a little rain, then it's a little cloud, then it's a little sunshine peeking. Like we have to have the faith. We have to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. This isn't how it's going
to
be.
I need the
like,
light. And in that
light. The
light
is coming.
In that light, I need this to be like a big spotlight. And I need my husband to be walking up.
Okay.
And I need it to be my future husband. Where is my future husband? I can't do it anymore.
Where is my man?
Ooh, that sounded good. I can't do this shit anymore, bro. Like, get out of my fucking face. And look, I know a lot of people say, oh, change your type. I can't help that young, attractive, rich men want me. You want me to change my type to a bum, bitch? They be fine, bitch.
Girl, there are multiple men in America that you probably haven't even come across yet.
I'm trying to come across them.
A tech billionaire.
I'm trying to come
Dubai
across
prince.
Them. I might be a little too ghetto for them. We must be realistic, sister. For real. I can't.
You know how men put on masks? Women need to start doing the same. Do not be who you
that
are.
That mask gonna slip, bitch, when I put on a damn bonnet to go to bed. They're gonna be like... What's
you know
that?
What? My ghetto princess, I love everything about you. There's somebody who will love every single thing about you.
That's funny.
But yeah, that week was sad. Let's get into what we watched or read.
Sorry, so, y'all. I'm not going to. I can't joke like that anymore.
No, yeah. Look, please don't.
You know, people be getting mad when I say that.
But no, I'll talk about something first. What we watched already. I'll talk about what I read first. Okay, and I just wanted to bring this up on here because a lot of people suggested this book to me. And what the hell is the problem with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? What? So this book is called Hunting Adeline. Mm-hmm. By H.R. Carlton, somebody. I forgot to write the author's name. But yeah, it's called Hunting. And it's like really like a sadistic book. And y'all know I woke up to a man staring at me while I was asleep. And this book is damn near that.
Oh.
It's giving PTSD. I want to finish it, but I'm just like, oh my God, this is like actually like really kind of creepy. And you know how many people suggested this book to me? Y'all are insane. But I'm going to finish it and let y'all know. But what did you read anything? No.
Nope.
The Grammys, I watched the entire Grammys. And, you know, I love, you know, music.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But, yeah, I love music in general. So it was a really good Grammys. Did you watch the Grammys?
No, but I did go to a couple Grammy parties. It was lit.
See, why you don't talk about that good part of your
I
week?
Forgot about that. I got so drunk. I was out until 8 a.m., y'all. It was not good.
8 a.m.
Going out
crazy.
Until 8 a.m. on top of like borderline depression is like not a good combo. I've been crying. The alcohol, it's like draining the happiness from my eyes. So I'm taking a break. I'm about to, you know.
Honestly, I noticed that too. Like today I'm tired too, but like honestly, I don't miss, look, be 29 days sober talking about I don't miss.
Girl, you is not better than nobody. I don't miss being an alcoholic.
I don't miss, you know, like the day after. I don't know. I think we need to figure it out. I think we are at that age where we need to figure out like a hangover routine that just picks us right back up.
I mean, I'm pretty good at it though. I'm not gonna lie.
Not me.
What do you do?
I don't do anything. I spend the whole day.
No, I do.
In my hangover, like I feel like it's God's punishment for me.
No, what I do, I've felt that way before. But no, what I do is when I wake up, I'll probably wake up at super early, take some Advil. I first of all, I chug the fuck out of water. I drink so much goddamn water after I drink.
I'll do that.
That's one thing I do. Then I wake up, I take a liquid IV packet and pour that. Take that. I'll drink like hella coconut water, da da da. You could also take some B12, vitamin D. Okay, my bad, sorry. Anyway,
no. I was like, oh, it's still going. She does her thing. That's you what she don't mind drinking every day.
Because like, I be fine the remedy. Day. No, because honestly, I haven't been hungover in hella long. I was just hungover because I was out until 8 a.m., but that's because I woke up still drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I asked my friend, I was like, should we just go on a bender?
She was like, what did you do today? I was like, a lot of stuff for behind the lights. She was like, oh, you've had a productive day, huh?
I was like still drunk. Literally
I signed
still
contracts,
drunk.
Fucking figured out pay. Contract, whatever.
I was not doing too
but bad. No, I wanted to kind of recap the Grammys a little bit, you guys.
Okay.
So if you watched it, I'm going to keep it short, under 5 minutes, hopefully. But if you did watch it, so I wanted to, did you see the Kanye West and Beyonce?
Bianca. Oh, yes. Let's talk about that because I wanted to talk about that anyway.
So how do you feel about it? Like,
first say how you feel about it.
Okay. So if you don't know, if you're not aware, if you don't have social media, and the only thing you watch is us, Kanye West came to the Grammys, just the red carpet part of it, and his wife came in a coat similar to this one because I got money. No, I'm just kidding. This is from H.
Yeah. Big money.
But no, it was like a fully like a fur coat, a brown fur coat that was like from top to bottom, covered her entire body. So the moment they get on the Grammys, that is a live televised event for one, like the Grammys red carpet. They're like, all right, you know, blah, 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 blah. So she turns around, takes off her coat, has this like mesh nude dress on with nothing underneath.
Yeah. Coochie out.
Body tee. I will say body is full-fledged tee, but coochie like out. Saying hey to you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And whole
and
body.
It honestly pissed me off.
Really?
It annoyed me so bad. He
Why?
Is being like first of all, sexually exploitive of this woman. And I just feel like she's just like.
How do you know that she doesn't want to wear that?
First of all, it's to me, I'm like, I feel like it's very disrespectful because it's just like there are children on this, like there are children that are watching this. Nobody should be subjected to a fully naked body that they don't want to be. And it is like coerced. I feel like it's coercive. I feel like I've been around. And she just seems like I'm not gonna say that part, but like it just seems like she is like la di da di da. You know what I'm saying? Like doesn't have a fully functioning brain.
But that's
herself.
Not true. She's a very educated woman.
She should be. Like, you know, we've said this before that people are completely could be educated, book smart, but street smart. I just feel like he's just like sexually exploiting her. And like, I don't know. I just feel like it's like. See, public humiliation to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't feel that way.
That's why I knew you wanted me to go first.
The only really thing I think is like, okay, obviously like kids are going to watch this. Like you can't be doing shit like that. Like whatever. But I thought it was fire. Honestly,
I thought it was fire. So trashy.
I think that like they're so like artsy as a couple. Like it's not really trashy to me. I think it's just is like artsy. And I get it. Like I see the vision. But
what's the vision?
It's just some artsy shit. Like,
that is not artsy.
And the
artsy.
Bitch body is fire. Like people are like, he's embarrassing her. I'm body like, if I had that body, do you think I would be embarrassed? Because I
would. If I had that body, I would not be doing that with it. Like I would not
but
be fully.
But that's why you have your body and she has hers.
She could fully thrive and function in her body. If that was her own idea, I think.
You don't know that it wasn't though.
It wasn't. In the beginning, I think.
That's not fair to do. That's not fair to say.
Girl, please.
You can't. In the beginning. You can't sit there and say that.
In the beginning of their relationship. I can't because my opinion on it. But in the beginning.
But you can say that's your opinion, but you can't state a fact that is not a fact.
Opinionated facts to me. Okay. But what I was saying is that in the beginning, I thought Kanye West was really smart to have a woman who is like literally his muse. Yeah. Who's literally his muse, who is literally able to like, who literally whatever he says goes. Verbatim, yeah. He has said that. To be able to control, yeah. To be able to like dictate and orchestrate every single thing that she wears, what she does, how she shows
what
up.
She does.
What she does and how she shows. Like he's verbally said that. That's why I'm saying like, mm-hmm. No, he's verbally been like, I like to control the narrative in my mm-hmm. relationship. Mm-hmm. So obviously he has a hand. He's like a little puppet. He has a hand in every singular thing that she does. Mm-hmm. I think it was tacky. I think it was trifling. I think it was unnecessary. I think that like, by all means, be a woman, thrive, flourish, free the nipple, free the titty, do all of that. But like, I'm like, was it really necessary in a televised setting like that? And then to be bamboozled with that fur coat on, if you want to be bold and naked and beautiful, do it. Do it with your chest out. Why you gotta have? Why
she
you
did
gotta,
do it with her chest out? Literally,
because they know they wouldn't let her in. They wouldn't let her on there with her chest out. Literally, they knew they wouldn't let her in there if she wasn't covered up like that. I just feel like it wasn't tasteful at all. It wasn't.
Or maybe
like,
they wanted to do it as a reveal.
You could be nude, and it could still. You could figure out a way to be nude and it be tasteful. I just don't. I just think it was just trifling. I really do. But that's my take on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I got too much shit going on in my own motherfucking world, so I don't give a fuck if a bitch want to show her pussy lips on a goddamn red carpet.
Yeah, but we have opinions on it.
No, yeah, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, and I just think that, it pissed me off. It really did. And it more so upset me about, it made me dislike him a little bit. I was just like, ugh. Just,
I mean, he does plenty of shit that I dislike. First of all, he's a fucking Trump supporter.
Literally.
So
like, he's
there's plenty of things.
He's
but
annoying. Another one was Beyonce finally winning Album of the Year.
Yay, Beyonce.
I've been waiting 25 long years for that. 25. She's a black woman breaking barriers. Kendrick Lamar sweeping the awards but not like us. All right, okay, first of all, I'm like...
I love that.
What did he do to you to be that fucking hateful towards him? Like, I don't get it at this point. Drake. Because I don't think he should have swept the awards that crazy. Like, The song is great and it did a lot for the LA culture, but Birds of a Feather, We Flock Together, Espresso.
What is that?
See... You're not cultured. You only know
what
little
is that?
Things.
Sabrina Carpenter?
No, that's
Billie Eilish.
But
I do love Billie Eilish though.
Yeah, no, I think that like I by all means, this is the first time being a hater has won a Grammy Award. Grammy Award winning hater is televised. I love that. I love that for Kendrick. 1,000%. But sweeping the awards like that with one song when he had a amazing masterpiece of an album. You know, I listened to the entire album. He had a really good album, and that's the only song that was just sweeping it away. And I'm just like, okay. Anyways, Babyface moment, journalist being disrespectful. That was insane to me. If you didn't watch it,
yeah, that was crazy. I know she felt dumb as hell.
Yo, literally, the interviewer was like chaperone. She's like chaperone while in the middle
chaperone.
Of chaperone.
Chapel.
Same thing.
She said chaperone.
I don't know nobody.
Chaperone.
She don't know nobody. Y'all
no,
right?
Chaperone.
And I was mad
crazy.
About them disrespecting Uncle.
Chaperone. Chaperone. No, you're really fucking annoying for that.
Chaperone. No, and you know what's crazy? Her body's T. Chaperone. Wait, what is your name?
Her name is like Chapel.
Same
fucking
shit.
Something with an
Pink
R.
Pony. Her
Chaperone
body's T, actually.
Or some shit.
And I like her too. But I'm like, you don't disrespect. And I'm like, you don't disrespect nobody on the red. Like, so they were interviewing him and they were like, and he was like, you go do that. You want to talk to her? You go do that. You don't disrespect nobody. Yeah. No matter if they're the janitor you interviewing and you see mm-hmm. Beyonce right next door, mm-hmm. I'm going to still be like, you know, it was so nice to speak to you, Mr. Janitor.
And then, if you want.
Because, you know what I'm saying? There's a way to conduct everything. What else? I have a lot of things on the list, you guys. Dochi winner.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh, Dochi. Shout out to Dochi.
Shout out to Dochi. Yeah,
shout out to Dochi. There's a video of her going viral right now where she basically was like, I got fired from my job at Chipotle today. And
Chipotle?
She was like, I just want to focus on my music stuff and da-da-da. Yeah. She was like, whatever, I'm happy I got fired. And it's just like, it's such a message to just like, sometimes you have to take that leap. And I literally was just talking to one of my homegirls. My homegirl works in the government. And she was telling me like...
Doing what? CIA stuff?
Like some shit. It's complicated. But I'm talking about Sasha. Sasha does
government. Oh, yeah, stuff. Yeah.
But she said that the day after Trump got inaugurated, they just started firing hella people in the government. Like, I bet 60,000 people, all kinds of people. They told her that her job is up for risk, and she's been working with them for like 12 years.
That's crazy.
And she's just like, you know, I'm nervous about it, but it makes me want to like lean more into like my clothing line, because she has like this clothing line that's fire. And I was like, just fuck it. If it happens, it happens. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, at the end of the day, shit like that reminds me of when I was a little ass girl. I was a freaking stripper at 19 years old, and I did not know how to make any other money besides not illegal shit, because stripping isn't illegal, but like shit like that, you know,
like quick money.
And if I would have never just took that leap and quit, I probably would have still been in the strip club right fucking now. And it was hard. Like, I lost all the little money I had saved. I went broke. I didn't have nothing. So it's like, sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith, and it really is a blessing in disguise.
And you know what I do like about like all of these newer nominees who have won like Grammys is that Sabrina Carpenter, she's been here for a long time and been in the game, and now she, like, people think that this is an overnight success. Or like with Victoria Monet and now Dochi as well. Like, all of these women who have like cultivated and crafted their careers over years. And now they're finally getting the recognition. I teared up at Dochi and Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, I cried
like,
to Dochi.
Yeah, literally. I was cried. Just like, it was really such a, I was just like, oh my God. Like, it really is just like a such so inspiring and inspirational.
I just, and I just love seeing the young girls do
it. Yeah, like, just thriving, you know?
Shout out to them.
Okay, and I do, there is something, and I know we don't really even be on the fence about it, but like, it really makes me wonder, WTF did Nicki Minaj do to never win a Grammy? What did she do to them people?
She's never won a Grammy. Not one?
Not one singular Grammy. And they're saying that it's because she performed something before Whitney Houston the day after. But I'm like, it cannot be that. She has had to do something. Because we can't, at the end of the day, we cannot deny Nicki's impact on music. She is she was running circles around men rappers and has never even like won a Grammy. I'm just like, I just don't understand.
She did something to piss them damn people off that bad.
She did, and it is crazy because I was just like, Nicki ain't never even won nothing.
I mean, screw
it's
it.
It's insane.
I mean, yeah.
What else?
But yeah, what about, what else happened at the damn Grammy?
Chris Brown winning a Grammy after an R&B album of the year after 12 years. Right. And you know what's crazy? I was just like, kudos to him, because that man has been, and have something that may be controversial take. He should have did that Michael Jackson tribute. Because Janelle Monáe did it, and I was like, what is this mess? But
what is this mess?
But all of the, but everything else, I loved everything else about it. So yeah, that was all I had to say. Oh, and also,
what?
I know you don't care for Taylor Swift, but I love her.
I don't dislike Taylor Swift.
She seems like a fun time to be around. The fact that she just be vibing,
yeah,
living her
like
best
a little goof goober. She's
cute. I would love being around her at an award show. She'd just be getting drunk and minding her business.
I don't hate Taylor Swift. I just...
You don't see the point of
I don't get it.
You don't get it? You know, get the hype?
It's okay. It's not for me to get. Everybody else gets it, and that's what matters.
That's all that matters.
But, bro, we got to talk about the plane crashes, bro.
Yeah.
Because it is insane. And I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, I mean, I'm already depressed. I was sitting up there just
crying. She'd be waiting for a natural disaster to cry about. I'm just kidding.
Untrue.
That's not a natural disaster.
No, but I honestly, like... The plane crash that happened in D.C. with the 67 people, the figure skating kids, and then the
very
damn
sad.
the private plane over Philly. Bruh, do you know that it was a little 11-year-old girl who was like terminally sick or some shit, and her mom, who's 31 years old, our age, and like they're trying to go back to where they came from because they had just finished treatment because her daughter is like special needs. Yeah. Like, that is so fucked up. Like,
so sad.
All them kids, bro, like, them kids on that damn plane, like, I'm just thinking about how scared they had to be. Because honestly, in my head, I don't think that they all passed away instantly. And I know it's so morbid, but I think that. But I really do think
I know. Like, I would think a quick painless death yeah. would be like the best way to go. Yes. But like having to suffer and like mm-hmm. feel it, just I can't even imagine.
And then with the plane over Philly, like they dropped, but I think it took like 2 minutes or I don't know how long it took for them to drop, but it took like a minute or something for them to fully drop. That is like the scariest moment of your life.
Yeah, no, if I get a little bit of too much of turbulence, I'm like, I'm about to die.
No, and I'm very scared of turbulence when I fly. And that's the thing. Like, I had to fly right after this was happening. And I was like, I just can't, like, even imagine it. And that's, like, one of my biggest fears is passing away in a plane crash. Like, since I've been younger, like, that's always been one of my biggest fears. So I'm just like, yes. I used to have to take Xanax to fly every time. Now I fly so much, I can't do that. I would probably get addicted. Like, whatever. But... yeah, I don't know. It's just really, really, really sad. And then it's just like the comments that Trump made after when they were like, oh, are you going to go visit? Yeah,
would you want me to swim?
The crash site. And he was like, well, it's in the water. Would you want me to go swim? Go swimming? And it's just like, this is the man that y'all elected. And also, I want to say something about that too, because you know what I'm fucking tired of? I'm tired of people complaining about Trump being in office, but your dumbass didn't get out there and vote. Because when it was time to vote, I remember specifically telling multiple people, are you going to go vote? And they're saying, oh no, I'm not going to go vote. But now y'all are the same people being vocal about it and being upset about it. I don't want to hear shit coming from you, because this is your fault as well. If you didn't vote, in my eyes, you voted for Trump. That's it.
Yeah.
And speaking of Trump, the L.A. freeway protests.
I'm crying.
The L.A. freeway protests, it was basically, what? Why are these all questions?
Because, I don't know.
Oh, Brittany wrote that?
No, I did.
Oh.
But it's like, that's how podcast works. Sometimes you like have questions about it. Like,
what's the protest about?
Like, then you
I never seen this little style. It's cute.
You know?
But no, there was it's not a crazy thing, but there was a protest on the freeway, out like one of our main freeways out here in LA, with all of our
when
Mexican
was that
people.
Was that around like was that what that was around my birthday when I was gone?
Yeah, I think so. I've been in a depression, so I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't really see that as well, because I was really trying not to be on my phone as much as possible. Yeah. But yeah, it is really sad. You know what's funny? I was talking when I was eating my eating my birthday dinner, and there were two Mexican guys next to me, and they so they're from Mexico or whatever, and I was like, so how do y'all feel about it? And they're like,
you.
I was talking to them about it, and they was like, shit, we fine, we worried for our parents,
right?
They were busting out laughing, and I was like, that is not funny. But it's just so crazy just how everything is. Like, I'm not surprised. I know that this has been this man's agenda, and he's mm-hmm. been saying it. So, and it's just sad to like see how everything is unfolding. And even Selena Gomez getting all of that backlash for mm-hmm. showing emotions and being a real person, a human being mm-hmm. online, and being like, this is what I am sad about. Like, mm-hmm. I am sad, and we need to do something. And I commend her for that, because in that type of limelight, being a celebrity, it's damn if you do, damn if you don't. Damn if you talk about politics, damn if you don't talk about politics.
Why aren't you talking about anything?
And then when you do, it's just like, now she's facing all this backlash and criticism. When she's just being a person, you got to allow people to be humans and have emotions mm-hmm. and figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, like, she did the right thing, because it got people talking. People are protesting. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying all that is just from her alone. Right. But I think that, like...
I mean, the more attention, the
better.
The
more attention to those things, the better. Because
the better, but it's just...
Everybody deserves a life to live and in peace and not being afraid of mm-hmm. being separated from their families, you know? So I just don't
agree
with that.
And also, I'm just also so tired of people like you said, like, why can't people show emotions? Why, like, are we all supposed to be so goddamn tough all the time? That's the other thing with our fucking generation. It's like, everybody wants to seem so goddamn cool for school. And it's just like such a fake front, because at the end of the day, we all have emotions about shit. We all have feelings about shit. Why can't we just like embrace it and think of emotions as something that's positive, considering we're going to one day be in the ground and never feel anything ever again? Not to be morbid, but like, literally,
I don't know what's going on today.
That's just how my brain works. But like, why isn't it like looked at as like a blessing to be able to feel these emotions instead of
to
like,
be an emotional person is to, you know what I'm saying, is to fully thrive in who you are. Me, I do have some issues with emotions sometimes. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I be crying, y'all,
all the time. She showed like, wait, actually,
please,
let's show the audience actually today.
Oh my God. Please don't show the ugliest one.
No, actually, that's the one I can't wait to show.
Please
send me a picture of crying today. So yesterday. So I mean, me on the other hand, I don't know. I think I spoke about it on Heather's podcast. I was just like, I don't I don't know. I don't.
Blame it on being an Aquarius.
No, I'm not saying it as that, but I said it kind of well in a sense, but I just don't. And I don't mean to put it against people who do have emotions like that, but like I don't let my emotions like kind of dictate me.
I have other friends like that too.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
Dom
I don't.
Is like that as well. Like Dom is like not a super overly emotional person. Like she's very. I mean, sometimes I wish I could be like that. I wish that I was I'm a very logical person, but when my emotions are like heavily involved in something, I am thinking with my heart. Like, you know, that's just how I am. I'll be extremely sad, extremely happy, extremely, but also that is BPD.
I commend people for, you know, wearing their emotions on their sleeves or doing this, because I honestly, I hate when I say that, because it's like I don't mean it in a sense of like I'm not an emotional person, because I am. I'm obviously extremely emotional.
Yeah,
I just don't let it like dictate
your actions.
Because I can react emotionally as well. Mm-hmm. I know how to compartmentalize a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Like how I always say I compartmentalize my friendships, my relationships, like, and I feel like I do the same with my emotions. Like I can't, even in arguments sometimes, like people will think it's like me being sarcastic or this and that, like I can't raise my voice because I don't want to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I have to be in control or regulate my emotions, because if I'm not in control of them, then
I'm completely out of control of
them. Yeah, exactly. Like, no.
Even when me and Shy have argued, you will see the difference between, like, just how we are as people. Like, Shy will be very calm about the situation, and I will be, like, screaming, crying.
And people take that defense. Like, people take that sometimes people could take that defensively if they don't know me. Or how would they take it? Like, I don't know.
I mean, it's annoying. It is
annoying. Yeah, it could be annoying. Yeah. But it's really, it's not even about you. It is about it's a level about respect, because I don't think you should be yelling at anybody. Yeah. That's part one of it, but it's also, it's more so for me, because if I get out of character, then I can only blame myself, and I don't like blaming myself for shit, so I would like to blame another person. That's my way about it sometimes.
That's one thing
because
about her.
If I get extremely emotional, and then I'm like, I'm not regulating it.
That's
true. Like, I don't.
There's like a lot of times where I look at situations and I'm like, wow, if I wouldn't have reacted emotionally, I would have the one up in this situation.
Exactly. So, it'd be
but
like,
I don't know how to not amount.
So
know.
I literally have
I'm
to.
I'm better
like,
though. I'm better from like when I was younger. Like I have more self control now. I'm better at communicating before it gets to that point. But then if like I feel like if somebody is like blatantly playing with me and it gets to that point, then the control.
I think
is lost.
It's disrespectful to yell at anybody who's an adult. I really do. I think it's hella disrespectful. It's affecting you in a relationship, but like as two, like when it's two women or when it's two people, like in a setting or at work or friendships or anything, I think it's just like hella disrespectful. Like, who are you? Like, don't talk to me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a mutually respectful thing. We didn't do the social media question of the week. What's one beauty standard you don't care about?
A beauty standard.
What's a beauty standard you don't care about? Somebody said that they don't care about shaving.
There's perfect nails, clear skin, body shape, designer fashion. Do beauty standards even matter anymore? I care about them all.
you know what's funny? I couldn't think of anything I didn't care about.
What do you mean?
So I thought of one that I do care about the most. And I was talking to my massage therapist. My new friend. I was talking to her about it because she was just like, I was like, you felt my legs?
What, they were
hairy? Laser.
Oh, laser.
I was like, I stand by laser. I've said this a million times. Same. I know we didn't answer the question. Okay, maybe there's one that I don't care about that much. I don't care about getting...
Fashion.
Bitch. And I was just about to say that. I was about to say, I don't care about getting dressed up for every little occasion.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah. I told her what somebody in my DMs told me.
What?
Y'all be telling on Winter.
What?
Oh,
bro, because I was freaking on live and I was like asking live like, oh, like, should I wear these shoes with this outfit? And they were like, oh, call Shy, ask Shy. I said, now why the fuck would I call? So why would I call her?
She don't know how to
she
dress.
She don't know what the hell.
Somebody was just like, Winter is such a hater girl. And look. Like,
they was trying to snitch. She knows that I talk shit about her all the time.
I don't know.
Look at her fucking boots.
I don't know why you think, because you buy a little two-piece set, that you miss fashion. Fashionista girl.
I don't.
Okay,
this
Nova
is not
queen.
Fashion.
Exactly.
This
please.
Is not fashion right
she
now.
She throw on some two-piece and be like, yeah,
please,
I got
oh,
it.
Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah, please, you don't. You can't
first
dress
all,
either, baby
better.
Girl.
I've gotten
you
better.
Yeah, because you buy a little designer pants and think you
not true, shoot. Not true. I but have been please. Getting better. Don't lie. I've been getting better.
Not on my watch. You have gotten a little better.
I'm not there yet. I'm
she
not
could,
a fashion
she
girl.
Didn't, she don't even be wearing, she don't even be having dresses for functions. She wore shorts.
First of all, because I didn't want to wear a gown to Hollywood hookah. Bitch, I know where I need to wear a gown to, bitch, and that wasn't it. But whatever. Anyways,
wait, what's your what's a beauty standard of yours though?
I care about perfect nails. I care about clear skin. I care about my body shape. I care about fashion. Do beauty stands even matter anymore? Yes, they do. And honestly, I mean, you know, some people just aren't wrap tight. That's something that we be saying.
But, yeah, some people just aren't wrap tight. Some people just really, I honestly, to each his own. If you want to have hairy pussy, hairy armpits, all of that, but like,
look, I'm just saying right now, like my laser isn't like halfway working right now. I need to go get a patchy pussy,
but
it's a little patchy.
No, I honestly, I don't know if hairy legs will come back in style, but I
will not be a part.
I will not be a part of that. Yeah. I will not be a part of the hairy underarm crew.
No, and I don't honestly, and that's another thing. Like, I for some, like a lot of women, I guess they think it's like liberating to have hairy armpits. I
do
think
you,
it's terrible. Why did I think of a cane? I love a cane actually, but I actually think the hairy armpits thing is like
is.
I hate it with a passion. First of all, I don't even like looking at people's armpits.
It looks like you stink. I'm not. Yes. It looks like you like something.
It
something.
Looks like you're musty.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
and
sorry.
And we're not even just talking about a cane. We're talking about
we're talking about people with like that. It just be like, oh, okay, you that type. All
and
right.
Even with a guy with a man's underarms, if he has hella deodorant clumps in his fucking armpits, I'm like, bitch, go comb that shit out or something. I don't know what you need to do. Baby, go get you a rag tail comb. I do not want to see no damn clumps of deodorant in your armpit, bro. Like, that's fucking nasty. And
that's
then you want
hilarious.
Me to, ugh. Has a man ever like had clumps of deodorant in his armpit and then he like puts his armpit,
oh my
you
god,
like
yes.
lay in his armpit? Bitch, I'm not gonna get your deodorant clumps on
clump
my face.
Running down my
I'm gonna break out, bitch. I have fucking sensitive skin. Nah, but anyways, let's get into some advice, y'all. That was funny. I have an advice, but it's kind of long.
Read it.
And y'all, these DMs have not been damn popping. My DMs been popping with.
So let's get a refill, you guys. Patreon content will be up. We will be also.
I'm ready.
Oh, are you ready? No, let me just say this real quick. We also did a jiu-jitsu class, so that's going to be up soon. But we have the photo shoot content up. We have a lot of different content up, life update content. Don't forget to get those tickets, you guys. Atlanta and New York are selling out quickly. So tune into that as well. Advice.
Okay, I already know what Shai is going to say. And it's a long message, but I'm going to just cut to straight the advice. My girlfriend and I have been together for almost 4 years, and she's a mama's girl to the point where her mom would constantly get into our business, and I was uncomfortable with it and have voices to my girlfriend. But she said she would work on it, but still goes to her mom for advice. I told her parents and family, I told her that friends and family won't forget like you will, and she still continues to share our business with her mom. I feel like her family looks at me different because it's biased and I don't get to share my side. Should I break up with my girlfriend or live like this? My advice is, that's a hard one because, you know, you do want to share with your friends and family what's going on in your relationship. And I mean, I pretty much tell my mom everything. And honestly, your friends and family are probably only going to really hate your partner if they're seeing that your partner is terrible. I mean, hopefully people have common sense and understand, okay, in relationships you might argue, you might bicker, but I mean, shit, maybe y'all do need to break up if you feel that way. But also, I don't know, but also you shouldn't share everything, like especially if you're in a long-term relationship. Like if it's some little shit, I don't think that you always have to tell every little thing, but if it's something that's like a substantial thing that's like really could possibly affect the relationship, then I think, yeah, you should tell your family and your friends and like get advice and whatever.
You should go to therapy. I don't think you should tell your family or your friends everything at all. And I do think there are some things that, yeah, you want to talk to your friends and your family and your siblings about and this and that. But like you said, they don't forgive as mm-hmm. easily. So it is a tough thing to be a part of. And that is you. That's like when we date men who have like mommy or like who have like the mommy issues things or whatever. Or like go to their mom for everything. Like you don't really want to be dealing with that.
Baby, that's you can give me your mom's number because I'll tell her my side.
I'm crying.
One thing about me, he called you and talked about it. I'll call you too.
Look, I'm going to be there first.
Right,
actually,
literally.
Talk about it.
Oh my God. I remember one time when my ex had did something, I was like, I'm gonna text his mama about it.
Honestly, I'm crying. No, yeah, I've done that before too. Honestly, if it is to the point where it's something in your relationship that you've told somebody multiple times about, at this point, it's just like, all right, you're not really respecting what I'm asking you from. And mm-hmm. if they keep doing it.
But also, I feel like I would never let nobody tell me that I can't tell my mom something.
No, that's the first thing. You don't put people in your relationship business. Like, you genuinely just don't. People can become disrespectful. People will not respect the relationship like you do.
Maybe it's just my mom.
You have too many outward opinions into a relationship. That should not ever happen. Like, regardless of like it's not anybody saying, it's just a mutual respect for the relationship.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for me, like, yeah, I'm gonna, like, unless it's really something that I'm like, I know this would affect my mom's outlook on this man. But then again, I don't even want to be with somebody that I gotta like, oh, I gotta lie to my, can't tell my mom that he just went and cheated. Like,
it's not even, yeah, it's not, I don't think it's that. I think it's like any literal thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's annoying.
I don't think any small thing is necessary. But if it's like some big shit, I want to share it with my mom. I tell my mom like all my business about my dating though. So like, I don't know. I just have like a different opinion. And I tell all my friends. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want anyways. So,
yeah, I know. But yeah, you're going to always do what you want to do regardless. But
yeah. I that's how I am. That's how I process shit. You know, everybody's different. So for me, I process stuff by telling my friends and my family. And like, I mean, if chances are, if they hate the man that I'm telling them all this business to, I mean,
I just don't agree, because not everybody's receptive to it. And, you know, not everybody's willing to, are able to like take the emotions, how they feel about your man, out of it. So I completely disagree with that. I feel like it isn't for everybody's ears or eyes or insight.
Yeah. But all right, guys, make sure you guys go get those tickets for the show and go watch that Patreon. Bye.
Love you.